The outcry about the U.S. Postal Service has grown louder and louder this weekend, with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi late today calling lawmakers back to Washington early to deal with it. People across the country have reported service slowdowns as the new Postmaster General, who's also a major Republican donor, has made cuts to the agency. And of course, this is of particular concern during the pandemic, when access to mail has become even more important, and as people think about how they will cast their ballots in the fall. NPR's Miles Parks is following this for us. Hi, Miles.
Hi there.
So we learned this evening that Speaker Pelosi is calling the House back early to vote on legislation to protect the Postal Service. What are Democrats planning on doing?
Pelosi says they'll vote later this week on a bill to prohibit changes to operations or to the level of service that the Postal Service provides. She also wants lawmakers to organize a day of action on Tuesday and hold press events at their local post offices. Also, earlier today, House Democrats announced that they would hold an oversight hearing next Monday, August 24th, to question the Postmaster General and the head of the Postal Service's Board of Governors. The outcry in Congress, it's notable, has come from the entire Democratic Party, but also some Republicans representing rural areas that are more dependent on the mail. There are worries that President Trump is trying to use the Postal Service to slow down mail-in voting, but lawmakers are also pointing out how much the people, especially those people who live in rural areas, depend on the Postal Service for things like prescription drugs and their Social Security checks.
So what do we know specifically about what has happened to mail service in recent months?
There's really two parts to this. There's the financial issue, which we've known about for a long time. This agency lost $9 billion last year, and DeJoy has said they could lose up to $11 billion this year. So he's taken steps to cut costs since he was appointed by the Board of Governors earlier this year, and those cuts have led to the second issue, which is operational. The cuts have included cutting overtime for mail carriers, something that can cause mail that comes in late on a day to be left behind until the next day. It's also controversial during a pandemic, of course, when you have workers calling in sick or to take care of their family, and you need to cover those hours. Another more recent controversy is about the removal of these high-capacity mail sorting machines and the removal of those familiar blue mailboxes on street corners. The post office says that these adjustments are routine, but because people seem so concerned about the USPS right now, they're backtracking on some of these changes until after the election.
So President Trump said last week he didn't want to give the USPS more money because of mail-in voting, and he tried to walk that back. So what's the White House saying now?
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows was on CNN this morning, and he was pressed about some of these concerns. He said the president's now opposed to every registered voter being mailed a ballot, what they call universal mail voting, but that sort of thing is only actually happening in 9 states, and that sort of program has also not yielded any big problems in the past when states have done it. It's also worth noting that the president's issues with mail voting keep shifting. You know, a few weeks ago, he was signaling that he wanted people to have an excuse, but he seems to now think no excuse, mail voting is fine. Meadows did, however, pledge that Trump would not interfere with people's ability to vote.
I'll give you that guarantee right now. The president of the United States is not going to interfere with anybody casting their vote in a legitimate way, whether it's the post office or anything else.
Many election experts do point out, though, that President Trump just making the post office such a political issue, even if things end up working out overall, it still may have the effect of undermining confidence in the election results in a year where the majority of ballots are probably going to be mail ballots.
That's NPR's Miles Parks. Thanks.
Thank you.